Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Jantz back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. If you know anything about the small business world, then you probably have heard of John Jantz. He's out there in many different places, spreading the good news about putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. His duct tape marketing work is renowned around the world, and he's got a new book out called Duct Tape Selling: Think Like a Marketer, Sell Like a Superstar. And he's our good friend, John Jantz. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I think you're onto something here, John, with your idea here about selling. There was a time when the art of selling was the default skill that you had to have to be able to sell. And today you still need those skills, but there's a bunch of other stuff that today that gets in front of that, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, much of like you've written in your book, The Age of the Customer, I think to a large degree, the art of selling, the art of marketing has changed because the art of buying has changed.
Exactly.
Dramatically. And I think that what I was really trying to do was capture some of those new skills and the new mindset that really anybody who sells, which by the way is everyone, needs to really start thinking about, because the customer no longer needs us to show up and tell them about our products and services or even about their challenges, because they have access to all this near perfect information from certainly from us or our companies, from our competitors, from our customers. And so we have to really think in terms of a whole new way to show up in their lives and add value that goes far beyond just showing up and providing information.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, when I like to tell people that when I started selling many decades ago on commission, I was my customer's internet.
Yes.
They needed me to come by to tell them what was available. They needed me to come by and tell them how to do stuff and what was coming down the pike and how were other people using what I sold or what my industry sold. They needed industry information, and they could pretty much only get it from me or from my from my competitors. And so they knew when they woke up in the morning and went to work that they were going to spend time with vendors like me.
That's right.
Today, people wake up and they never think about. They think, I'm not going to talk to vendors today.
Well, in fact, I mean, I think that experience, unfortunately, of course, not you. I'm sure you were a joy to have around.
Absolute joy. Absolutely. Yeah.
But that experience, unfortunately, has not been a good one for a lot of people for years. But they tolerated it. That person showing up and going for the clothes because they needed that information. Well, they don't need that anymore, and so consequently. Mm-hmm. As an entire industry, salespeople now are getting shut out, partly because of the bad experience that some created, but also partly because we have all these tools to do so. I mean, as you said, we can get now incredible information at our fingertips, and so we now, as a whole, buyers now start their journey online, start their search online. In many cases, in fact, there's tons of research to suggest that the majority of people now are making a purchase decision before they ever contact the company that they maybe are going to buy from.
And they're so, self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you before you even know they exist.
That's right.
That's the reason why your book, think like a marketer and sell like a superstar, the subtitle there is so apropos for what's going on today, Because if you're not, if people haven't already, if you haven't already found a way to market your way, so to speak, as you might say in your book, to market your way into their hearts before they make a decision, that transaction has happened before you ever get a chance to sell them.
Well, and even if you do get a chance, you're at that point, you're basically there to give them a lower price than what they got from the other guy.
Right.
And that's not a very fun way to sell.
Yeah, exactly. John, I need a website, please.
Well, sure. You can always find everything I'm doing at ducktapemarketing.com, D-U-C-T-T-A-P-E, marketing.com, and for this new book, ducktapeselling.com.
Duct Tape Selling is the new book, John Jantsch, J-A-N-T-S-C-H. Almost as bad as Blessing Game. We're going to take a quick break. And 20 till, I'm Jim Blessing Game. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.